NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The polls are now open in South Carolina for today's first in the South presidential primary. It's largely now seen as a two-man race with lower expectations now for Mitt Romney.
Speaker Gingrich is from a neighboring state, well-known, popular in the state, and so I knew that we'd have a long road ahead of us, and frankly, to be in a neck-and-neck race at this last moment is kind of exciting.
As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, Newt Gingrich has surged heading into today's big finish.
Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich says he's been looking at the polls and he likes what he sees.
I hope to win South Carolina. You know, God willing, we'll win, and Florida will be even more interesting.
Gingrich was helped by what many say were two strong debate performances this week. Still, the results of today's voting are very much up in the air. Recent polls show a tight race between Gingrich and former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney for the top spot, with plenty of voters still undecided. Since 1980, the winner of the South Carolina primary has gone on to be the Republican nominee. Voting ends at 7 p.m. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Columbia, South Carolina.
Romney and Gingrich aren't just going head-to-head at the polls. A scheduling quirk has them campaigning today at the same place and at the same time. The two are both appearing at a restaurant called Tommy's Ham House in Greenville, South Carolina. Rick Santorum is also campaigning today in South Karolina. Afghan President Hamid Karzai says he has personally held peace talks with representatives of an insurgent group. Karzai is expected to meet with the U.S. Special Envoy for Afghanistan and Pakistan later today to discuss peace talks with the Taliban, as NPR's Ahmed Shafi reports.
In a speech to the Afghan parliament, Karzai announced that he has personally met with representatives of the Hizb Islami Party. They're part of a group of insurgents operating mostly in the south and eastern Afghanistan. The leader of the group, Gulbuddin Hikmatyar, is a former U.S. ally and currently listed as a terrorist by the United States. The Afghan president also said he supports the Taliban's opening an office in the Gulf nation of Qatar. He said he has lost many friends as he went through a long list of his allies and tribal elders who has systematically been assassinated by the militants over the last 2 years. He was very emotional when he read his own brother's name, Ahmad Wali Karzai, who was killed over the summer. Ahmad Shafi, NPR News, Kabul.
A cruise ship that ran aground off Tuscany has apparently stabilized, so divers are resuming their search to find the 21 people who are still missing. Diving on the ship was suspended yesterday after it shifted, prompting fears that it could plunge deeper into the sea. There are also fears the ship's fuel could leak, polluting the waters around it. The ship's been lying on its side since shortly after crashing into a reef. You're listening to NPR News. The snowplows have been out in Chicago. Chicago's been hit by the first major snowstorm of the year. It had city officials deploying all their equipment to avoid a repeat of what happened last year, when hundreds of cars were trapped after a storm dumped some 20 inches of snow on the city. This time around, Matt Fitzpatrick has been operating a snow remover.
Slippery, cold. It's pretty nice in here, though. It's a heated cab. So.
That storm that hit Chicago is the same one that brought snow and ice to the Pacific Northwest, where tens of thousands are still without power. More rain and strong winds are expected in the region today, and warming temperatures have now made flooding in the region a top concern. A court in Haiti has convicted 8 police officers of murder and other crimes for opening fire on inmates during a riot following the earthquake that struck 2 years ago. NPR's Jason Bobian reports the trial of the officers is being hailed by human rights officials as a major step forward.
A judge in the southern city of Lacaille found that Haitian police killed at least 10 inmates as they tried to contain a prison break in the aftermath of the 2010 quake. The judge ordered the officers to serve sentences ranging from 2 to 13 years with hard labor. Prosecutors had argued that possibly as many as 20 inmates had died in the incident. Initially, the deaths at the prison were attributed officially to a lone inmate. An independent investigation was launched following a New York Times report that unarmed inmates had been killed after they'd surrendered. Human rights advocates say the trial is a positive sign that government officials in Haiti will be held accountable for their actions. Jason Bobian, NPR News.
And I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News from Washington.